Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this podcast, I want to speak to you about John Knox, the great Scottish reformer who was known as the trumpeter of Scotland because his preaching was like a militant clarion trumpet blast as he would stand to preach. He was called into the ministry rather late in life, in his early 40s. He had been educated at the University of St. Andrews. He was a brilliant scholar, but came into the ministry somewhat late. Yet his preaching gifts were immediately recognized, and King Edward VI appointed him to be one of his royal chaplains who went throughout England preaching Reformed truth. He left England under the reign of Bloody Mary, went to Geneva to be with Calvin, and then when Bloody Mary was off the throne of England, he went to Scotland, 1559, and he hit the coastline of Scotland like a Category 5 hurricane. He hit Scotland with such an impact with simply his preaching. He was a powder keg of a preacher. And if I could just isolate one aspect of the preaching of John Knox for you to consider in your preaching, it would very simply be this, that John Knox was a God-fearing man. He truly was. And today we have a lot of soft grace that has removed any sense of being God-fearing today. It's almost like that was two generations ago that someone was a God-fearing person. Well, the Bible hasn't changed. And we must be God-fearing preachers, just like John Knox. And John Knox, so feared God that he feared no man. In fact, when he was laid to rest, when he was buried just outside of St. Giles Cathedral there in Edinburgh, one man standing there that day said, "Here lies a man who feared not the face of any other man." He was known for his boldness as he stood in the pulpit, and would even call out the monarchy in Scotland, would call out the king or the queen of Scotland in his preaching. When he would be called down to Holyrood Castle there to stand before Mary Queen of Scots, his boldness knew no limits, and he spoke in such a manner to her that he said she was reduced to being like a howling animal as she was just trembling in fear. And it was traced back to the fact that John Knox feared no one as he preached the Word of God. And John Knox has said of this God-fearing aspect that had so gripped his heart. He said, "Whatever influenced me to utter whatever the Lord put in my mouth so boldly and without respect of persons was a reverential fear of my God," close quote. So because he feared God so much, he feared man so little. It was this, quote, "certain reverential fear of my God who called me," close quote, is what really thrust him forward in his preaching. He said, "I knew I must render an account when I shall appear before his tribunal." That's what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, that we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, referring to all Christians, and shall give an account of ourselves to God. The very next verse, verse 11, "Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men." It is the fear of that last day and our giving an account as believers to Jesus Christ for our deeds done in the body, whether good or bad, meaning worthless, that drove John Knox to preach with greater and greater boldness. Knox said, I have learned plainly and boldly to call wickedness by its own terms. I call a fig, and I call a spade a spade. He was able to preach and with such a force about him and to call out things as they truly are in a time when it was desperately needed to be heard, again, because he took God so seriously. He took God's call upon his life so seriously. He took the word of God so seriously. He took his ministry so seriously. And he took the last day when he would stand before the Lord so seriously that it gripped his heart and made him sober-minded. That is an expression that we don't normally use of people today, but it certainly is in the Bible, that we are to be sober-minded and to not be intoxicated with the spirit of the age, but to remain very level-headed in our ministry. So men, as you preach the word of God, be like John Knox. Be a God-fearing preacher. And as you step into the pulpit, fear God. As you prepare your messages, fear God. As you talk to people after you have preached and counseled them, fear God, knowing that you're accountable to God and that one day you will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and you will give an account for your preaching. Be a God-fearing man, and you will not fear whatever challenges and whatever enemies you may face in the ministry. Take your eyes off of those who would oppose you. Put your eyes upon God and be a God-fearing preacher.